You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on November 22nd, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 45 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of SFU news, independent music, the SFU athletics, SFU Red Leafs hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First, with SFU news, all from X. SFU criminology professors and graduate students wrapped up American Society of Criminology General annual meeting, where SFU provided great presentations on November 16th. On November 18th, an information session for SFU Master of Arts in International Program started. The SFU Linguistics website featured distinguished professor Mike Tabawada, who was also a Royal Society Canada Fellow, for her research with her team at the Discourse Processing Lab on text classification technique on analyzing online comments. Research led by SFU Indigenous student Chelsea Armstrong, who worked with Hakai Institute on ancient Indigenous cultivation of hazelnut in BC, was released on the Tula website. And SFU Urban Studies hosted the launch for Justin C's book, Sheets of Scattered Land, at Harbor Center 7000. An English professor, Clint Burham, read at Center A on 268 Kiefer, Vancouver, along with other authors on Boycott Giller Tour, hosted by Emily Fedorok, all on November 18th. Multiple events occurred on November 19th, when SFU had their first snow day of the season. English department published its monthly newsletter. SFU Venture Labs celebrated 12 years of changing BC science, technology landscape. Jennifer Marchbank, professor and graduate chair of SFU's Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies, published a new edition on making sense of a global pandemic, relationship violence, and working together towards a violent-free society. The two-day Housing Central press conference wrapped up, featuring SFU's Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences and Urban Studies, Tina Sika, reader in Technoscience and Intersectional Justice in the School of Arts at Newcastle University Technology Landscape, joined SFU's Fan City Office of Community Engagements Below the Radar podcast, where she talked about consent and feminist science studies. The two-day information session for SFU Master of Arts in International Program ended, and Judge Avinanti received this year's Jack P. Blaney Award for Dialogue at SFU's J. Wask Center for Dialogue during a ceremony for advocating justice rights for Indigenous people as a member of the Yurok tribe and the first Indigenous person to be admitted into the California State Bar. On November 20th, SFU Vice President of Research and Innovation Duncan O'Neill started moderating an expert panel in accelerating Canada's quantum network technologies at Canadian Science Policy Conference in Ottawa, and online lunch poems were hosted by AE Best Brent Simmers. On November 21st, SFU Venture Labs welcomed CISA Energy, founded by SFU alum Sina Salara and incubated at Charles Chang Institute, into the Venture Lab community as CISA seeks to decarbonize by simplifying large-scale building transformations. Alicia Main, the WJ Professor of Innovation and Entrepreneurship in the SFU's BD School of Business, was one of the experts in Hydrogen Horizons, accelerating Canada's clean energy transition at Canadian Science Policy Conference in Ottawa, Faculty of Science Awards were announced. School of Interactive Arts had two sessions of Transformative People Fun, a student game design showcase, online, followed by in-person at SFU Surrey Mezzanine, and Black Central Platform Launch, which connected Black communities to cultural essential resources, occurred at Threetold Main, Vancouver, BC. There is one event tonight with Unsettling Scottish Studies, Canons, Chronology, and Colonialisms at SFU Harbour Centre 1400 on 515 West Hastings, Vancouver, BC, which will be three events in total and ends tomorrow.
Hello, this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us on Instagram at @thepeak@SFU. Keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.
First music today was originally the fifth group last week, Gatsket's Babylon. The track is Syndicate. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. That was Syndicate from Gatsket's Babylon. Next up was supposed to be the sixth and last act last week, Fortunato X the Dirty Samples, The Coalition, with the title track. Coalition. Thank you.
trying to stay positive, but it's a negative world, I stay on top of it. I've been progressing, but the stress has got me lost a bit. I'm trying to stay up on this path, no regrets, cause I ain't living in the past. Get this bag if they offer it, if not I'm taking it. They wanna lock doors, so I'm breaking in. Finesse them like the Lord, the awakening. Honoring the greats, no mistakes, I was made to win. Taking the cake, thank you all for your patronage and all your patience, it's a blessing to invade your cribs. Bringing a sound that resounds through the ages, it's something profound, put it down for the pain I've lived. Clowns wanna hate on this, bounce if you ain't official. I ain't afraid to diss you, if there's an issue, let's address it and get back to bizzle. Want a trip, get dealt with the quickness. You talk it while I live it, you'll never know the difference. The coalition, there's no division. Sticking to our vision, delivering strength and wisdom. Life can be a prison if you're lost in your ways. We're bringing guidance to the people getting caught in a maze. The coalition, there's no division. Sticking to our vision, delivering strength and wisdom. Life can be a prison if you're lost in your ways. We're bringing guidance to the people getting caught in a maze. I'm making music that'll cure confusion and choose a better route. I'm getting out before it's over. Life is better now. I'm betting on myself cause I ain't waiting. Now I'm shedding doubt. Erasing all the hatred that I'm facing when I let it out. Pen it out onto the paper what you afraid about. Speak on it if you believe in it. Just don't leave it out. Please just feel free to speak deeply cause we need more of it. We can be a force to be reckoned with if we sworn to it. I'm more than this, like Roxy Music. You can't stop my movements. Even under lockdown, I'm still a box of fuses. Keeping it lit, defeating the Sith. Like Skywalker in a Parker, I'm just speaking my gift. Keep it brisk for these people that diss, ain't wasting energy. Pen on me like the abyss, you pay the penalty. Settle beef if you persist and I'm too efficient. Built for long missions and driven by cold precision. The coalition, there's no division. Sticking to our vision, delivering strength and wisdom. Life can be a prison if you're lost in your ways. We're bringing guidance to the people getting caught in a maze. The coalition, there's no division. Sticking to our vision, delivering strength and wisdom. Life can be a prison if you're lost in your ways. We're bringing guidance to the people getting caught in a maze.
What we're going to see now is something really sensational.
This is the toughest coalition ever attempted in history.
I would like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. Four events were on tap for November 16th. The Red Leafs men's soccer hosted the St. Martin Saints in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. The hosts opened the scoring at 5:33 with Michael Hennessy's sixth goal of the season, but Ethan Judd scored his second at 20:59 to tie the game at 1, followed by the Red Leafs' own goal at 26:50 as the Saints went up 2-1. SFU tied a score at 2 with St. Martin's 5 minutes later on Keon Proctor Talley at 31:50 and regained the lead at 37:14 on Keon Proctor's second goal of the game, which put the Red Leafs off 3-2 on the Saints. SFU salted the game away at 88:03 as Keon Proctor scored a hat-trick for his fifth of the season, all on St. Martin's Connor Lysticko, who surrendered 4 goals on 11 shots as the Red Leafs doubled up the Saints 4-2 in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field, where Aiton Weisfield made 4 saves on 6 shots for the Red Leafs, who received 3 of 5 yellow cards as its coach Clint Schneider earned his 100th win, all with SFU, on Men's Soccer's 2024 Seniors Day, no less. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs women's volleyball continued. The Red Leafs women's basketball continued in the Yellow Jacket Classic as they played against the Chadron State Eagles, Nebraska. SFU destroyed Chadron 81-55, led by Sophia Wisotsky with 29 points at Altorowitz Gym in Billings, Montana. Sophia Wisotsky and McKenna Gardner made the all-conference team, while Wisotsky won the co-MVP with Aspen Geese of Montana State Billings, the host for the Yellow Jacket Classic. The third game on November 16th featured the Red Leafs women's soccer, the second seed, as they play the Western Washington Vikings, the top seed, for the 2024 GNAC Women's Soccer Championships at Inter Bay Stadium in Seattle, Washington. SFU opened the scoring at 49-26 as Kara Scott scored her seventh on Western Washington's Abigail Trengope. The Red Leafs defense and goalkeeper Sarah Lowen kept the Vikings at bay as Lowen stopped all 8 shots as SFU won their second straight GNAC women's soccer crown as Kara Scott was named the GNAC Championships MVP with 3 goals during the tournament. The Red Leafs volleyball provided a nightcap for November 16th, but they fell to the visitors Central Washington Wildcats in 3 straight sets. At West Gym, as SFU volleyball honored Brooke Dexter, Jocelyn Sherman, and Izawa Malish on the seniors' night. On November 17th, the Red Leafs women's wrestling competed in the Mike Clark Open at Pacific University Forest Grove campus in Forest Grove, Oregon, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the top 3 results for SFU. In 104, Anya Holmeyer won all 3 matches via 10-0 technical falls. Marie-Angeline Pilagera of Umpqua Community College in a quarterfinal. Aphrodite Ayala of Simpson University in a semifinal. And Natalie Johnson of Big Bend Community College in the first place match. In 110, Kelsey Lowen also won all 3 matches via 10-0 technical falls. Luna Martinez in a quarterfinal. Desiree Souls of Umpqua Community College in a semifinal. And Allison Ortiz, also Umpqua Community College, in the first place match. 2 Red Leafs made the top 3 in 117. Maddie McKenzie dominated Kelsey Rush of Linfield University via a 10-0 technical fall, while Ivy Thriftful toppled Ramona Reinitz at 5-14, both in championship round 1. Both Maddie McKenzie and Ivy Thriftful upended their opponents in quarterfinals, as McKenzie overthrew Zoe Olson of Big Bend Community College at 52 seconds. That's Big Bend Community College. While Thriftful toppled Natalie Horacy of Southwestern Oregon Community College at 104. In the semifinals, Maddie McKenzie upended Skylar Hall at 141, while Ivy Thriftful defeated Mi Amita Lanfear of Southern Oregon University 10-8. And in the all-SFU first-place match, Maddie McKenzie dominated Ivy Thriftful 12-1 via technical fall to win the 117 crown. 2 Red Leafs also reached the top 3 in 131. Laura Alcander Soto and Ella Finney both won their championship round 2 matches via technical falls as Alcander Soto dominated Paige Chaffin from Linfield University 14-2 and finding toppled Shakira Ortiz Strauss of Southwestern Oregon Community College 10-0. In quarterfinals, Laura Alcander Soto fell to Elisa Price at 155, while Ella Finding tumbled Jade Coleman of Big Bend Community College via a 10-0 technical fall. Despite losing her quarterfinal match, Laura Alcander Soto dominated her next 2 opponents via technical falls, Sage O'Keefe of Big Bend Community College 12-0 in consolation round 4, and Maya Weller of Southwestern Oregon University 11-0 in consolation round 5. Meanwhile, Ella Finding toppled Michelle Acevedo of Big Bend Community College via a 10-0 technical fall in a semifinal, which pitted Acevedo against Laura Alcander Soto in a consolation semifinal, where Alcander Soto tumbled Acevedo via a 10-0 technical fall and dominated Elisa Price via a 12-2 technical fall in the third place match. In the first place match, Ella Finding tumbled Mary Rush via a 10-0 technical fall to win the 131 crown. In 138, Jade Trolin dominated Jessica Williams of Umpqua Community College via a 10-0 technical fall in championship round 1, overthrew Alios Mason of the Factory at 157 in a quarterfinal, toppled Zainab Ibrahim of Pacific University via a 16-5 technical fall in a quarterfinal, and upended Emily Solinger of Linfield University at 342 in the first place match. In 160, Lene McCracken won all her 4 matches via falls as she overthrew June Heiberger of Southwestern Oregon Community College at 47 seconds. In championship round two, Taupo, Joanna, and Tarriana Pacific University at 37 seconds in a quarterfinal. Tumbled, Kiernan Farmer of Southwestern Oregon Community College at 141 in the semifinal. And upended, Destiny Ware of Umpqua Community College at 40 seconds in the first place match. In 180, Paige Maher also won all four. Paige Maher also won all four matches via falls as she overthrew Onastasia Boiling of Southwestern Oregon Community College at 44 seconds in championship round one, toppled Ihana Perez of Big Bend Community College at 114 in a quarterfinal, Isabella Sosa of Umpqua Community College at 119 in a semifinal, and tumbled Emily Bellon of Southern Oregon at 117 in the first place match. In 207, Julia Ricci lost 6-2 to Juliana Boli, but beat Mia Cienega per injury default and avenged her first loss to Juliana Boli via a 6-0 decision in the third place match. For 207 of the Mike Clock Open at Pacific University Forest Grove campus in Forest Grove, Oregon. On November 18th, two SFU men's soccer players earned a GNAC Players of the Week. Kian Proctor won the Offensive Player Honors, highlighted by his hat-trick on November 16th, where the Red Leafs doubled up the St. Martin Saints 4-2. Jordan Thorson won the Defensive Player Honors, his second of the season, highlighted by his 8-save shutout over Montana State Billings 3-0 last Thursday, November 14th. Also November 18th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference released the seedings in the 2024 NCAA Division II Women's Soccer Championships, where the SFU Red Leafs, the GNAC Team of the Week, earned a 7th and final seed, while the GNAC runner-up Western Washington Vikings earned a 5th seed. On November 19th, the GNAC released the men's soccer's all-conference teams, where four SFU Red Leafs made the 2nd all-conference: forward Koji Poon, midfielder Michael Hennessy, midfielder Tristan, and defense Brandon Torreson. Two SFU Red Leafs made the all-honorable mention: midfielder Mats Paulson and defense Justice Meyer. On November 20th, SFU softball added infielder Madeline Hansen, who plays for the Cloverdale Fury, and Ella Finding of the Red Leafs Wrestling earned the RMAC Women's Wrestler of the Week, as she won all her four matches via technical falls at the Mike Clock Open. One game was also on tap for November 20th. Men's basketball trounced the visitors Langara Falcons 83-58 as SFU was led by Mathis Van Byland with 18, Irish Kokuya with 15, and Tate Christensen with 13 points at West Gym. Two games were on tap for November 21st. The Red Leafs women's soccer, the 7th seed in the NCAA Division II Championships, confronted the defending champs Point Loma Sea Lions, the 2nd seed, at PLNU Soccer Field in San Diego, California. The hosts opened the scoring at 7-11 on an Alana Diaz tally. Point Loma went up 2-0, 20-33 later, as Nikki Ross beat SFU's Sarah Lowen at 27-44. But the Red Leafs cut the lead into 1 at 31-39 as Darella Lopez beat Sea Lion Julia Pinnell, who made 3 saves on 4 shots, as Point Loma shaded SFU 2-1, where Red Leaf Sarah Lowen yielded 2 goals on 8 shots at PLNU Soccer Field in San Diego, California, where the lone yellow card was handed out to SFU. As the Red Leafs women's soccer season ended in the NCAA Division II Championships. Later on, the Red Leafs volleyball fell 3-1 to the host Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks at Patty Center in Fairbanks, Alaska. There is one event today, as SFU swimming teams compete at Mid-Season Invite in Tacoma, Washington.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current Gene Ekman soccer. Here are the final Gene Ekman soccer standings for 2024. 3 points are ordered for a conference record win, with 1 point for a conference tie. Western Oregon, the GNAC regular season champion and NCAA West Region Championship qualifier, finished first at 27 points, 9-3 conference, 14-4-1 overall. Western Washington, second, 8-3-1, 25 points, 10-5-3 overall. Montana State Billings, third, 5-4-3, 18 points, 6-6-6 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fourth, 5-4-3, 18 points, conference, but were 6-8-4 overall. Seattle Pacific, fifth, 5-4-3, 18 points, but for some reason, they were listed fifth, even though they were 8-6-4 overall, better than Montana State Billings and Northwest Nazarene for overall records. Simon Fraser, sixth, 5-7, 15 points, 6-10-2 overall, and St. Martin's finished last at 0-12 with a 0-18 overall record.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Here are the current women's volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Central Washington is first at 15-2 conference, 17-6 overall, and is the GNAC regular season champion. Simon Fraser, second, 13-4 conference, 17-7 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 12-5 conference, 20-7 overall for third. Western Washington, fourth, 11-6 conference, 12-11 overall. Alaska Anchorage, fifth, 9-8 conference, 15-12 overall. Seattle Pacific, sixth, 9-8 conference, 9-16 overall. Western Oregon, seventh, 7-10 conference, 15-11 overall. Northwest Nazarene, eighth, 5-12 conference, 8-17 overall. St. Martin's, ninth, 4-13 conference, 6-19 overall. And Montana State Billings are last at 0-17 conference, 7-20 overall.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No intra-conference games have been played as of yet. Northwest Nazarene is listed first at 3-0 overall, even though St. Martin's, listed second, are actually 8-0, so there's probably an error here. Western Washington, third, 4-1 conference, 4-1 overall. Montana State Billings, 5-2 overall. Central Washington, 1-2, fifth. Alaska Anchorage, 6th, 2-5, much like Simon Fraser. Seattle Pacific, 7th, 7th. Simon Fraser is 7th. Well, tied for 6th with Alaska Anchorage. Seattle Pacific is 8th and 1-4 overall. Western Oregon, 9th, 1-7. And Alaska Fairbanks, last, at 0-3. No intra-conference games have been played as of yet.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. download the app.